England wasn't my focus when I start to understand about football. To play in Brazil was for me at that time, yeah, my dream. You know, and when you start, I start to understand more about football. Of course, England was one of the best football in you know in Europe. But once again, I never before I come here, I never w England w wasn't my dream to play here. My dream was to play football and try to help my family.
I said Tottenham. What's the first idea, first thing that comes to your mind?
I never had the idea to come to England, to be honest with you, because I was in a very good contract with PSV. I did win everything with them, and I was comfortable over there. But first, before Tottenham, Chelsea wanted to sign me. Just before they signed me, they had an offer to me, and I just said, "Oh, to go there to be a second choice, I don't want to go there to be a second choice because Peter Cech was playing. I don't want to go there to be a second choice. I want to play if I go to England." And then the offer comes from Tottenham, and it was an opportunity to play for a big club in England. That was good on my point of view, you know, in that time, because for me to stay at PSV was easy, you know. I did win everything over there, and but I wanted something else, a new challenge. When I arrived in England, it was very difficult, tough time. And I played so many games injured. You know, it was a very big mistake because the people that are watching you, they don't care if you are playing. If you are playing, it's because you can play. They think, oh, you are fit. But I played so many games with injuries as well because I was under pressure.
So, you mentioned you came in at a similar time as Juan de Ramos.
Yeah.
How would you describe your relationship with Ramos and Harry Redknapp?
Yeah, well, it was great with Ramos, face to face. He was the one that signed me. It was great. It was tough for him because he couldn't speak well the language as well in that time, and the players they found very difficult in that situation. But Harry, when I were in front of him, he was nice person. The problem was that I turn around. You know, they're always trying to say that he wanted to sign a new goalkeeper all the time, all the time. I never been wanted from him. That is very difficult. That's very difficult when you play for a manager that don't like you. And that was a tough time as well.
Moving on, you then went on loan to Hoffenheim in January 2013. What was that like, and how did that move come about? Was it almost
Yeah,
a relief?
it's come last day of the transfer window, to be honest with you. Was 2 days to go for the transfer window closed, and I had a phone call midnight. Oh, interest to go to Hoffenheim. I said, but how now? They said, yeah, for you, they want you to play in the weekend. I said, well, let's talk about this. And that was opportunity for me to play again, you know, to get my confidence back. I always confident, but the problem when you don't play, the people don't realize how good you still. That was a good move, great move for me. I played 9 games because I broke my hand, but from the first game, I helped them to achieve what they wanted, because they just signed me because I were very experienced. The manager knew me from before. He said that I was perfect type of player to help, and to help as well the dressing room, that the dressing room was a little bit messed up, and was opportunity for them to try to bring the players together again, and if I jump in the middle, and that exactly what I did. They was last in the table. And I went there. We won 4 games in a row.
You were their captain as well for a few matches, right?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I never wore armband at Tottenham and also at PSV, but I felt a captain as well. To be a captain is not just to wear something when you want. You have to show your respect for the players, and the players will show respect to you as well. That's is the most important thing.
What's the staying in the UK such a priority for you, even though that Watford playing in the Championship?
Like what happened when I come back from Hoffenheim? When my contract was due to expire with the Spurs, Tottenham they offered me 2 years contract to be there as a second choice, and I say no. I still need. I still have a plenty of years ahead to play. I need to go, and then my contract end. Before my contract end, I start to speak to a few clubs. Spain was one of them. A possibility to go back to Brazil was another, and a few clubs in England as well. And I went to see one day someone ring me. And they said, oh, it's an opportunity to go to Watford. I said, Watford? But what is their plan if they are in the Championship? Yeah, they are in the Championship. But what is their plan to for me, for the club? Then you want to speak to the... They asked me, you want to speak to the owner? I said, yes, I want to speak to him to know from him what he wants. And he said, you come here. If you come here, you need to drop your wage. I said, look... First, I want to see what is your focus now. How is your squad looking? You know, you want to bring more players in. How about the manager? How is about the club? Then we start to speak about contract. We talk about contract. I said to him, I want to be part of your plan. And so many people start to question, oh, how you go? Gonna go to Championship? I said, my friend, I'm gonna go there to back to the Premier League again. It's not to be there. I'm gonna go there because they show me that we can achieve good things over there. And to be honest with you, it's hard competition, very hard. And I never went there, wanted to show someone else that I still got ability to play in high level.
So Watford showed some plans for the future. In the first few months, you played after four different managers. Yeah. In Watford. So how challenging was that?
It was to be honest with you, because what they show and always they try to speak to me before any decision or after the straight after decisions, they show that they was right. And one of them resigned. Another one had a problem, heart problem. And one of them, they appointed him straight after the one that had a heart problem. But they wasn't convinced that he was going to take us to the level that he told me. They were spot on in most of the decision, you know. And we have a plenty of room to improve still, I believe.
How was playing under Kike Sanchez Flores, and how has Walter Mazzarri differed?
Yeah, he used to get a game plan and take 12, 13 players, and he stuck with this one plan. And well organized on the back, difficult to go forward because our squad this season is much easier for our manager as well to deal with. You know, because we have a more talented squad this season than last season, I believe. Competition in any place. But Kiko was more Spanish manager, you know, more careful. And he wants us to be there in the box every time that we get the ball. The English manager wants, you know, what type of player he wants, what type of system he wants. But he's a type of player, but he has no fear on any situation, any occasion. He's a player that goes for it anytime.
So you've mentioned that's shown the ambition of the club. Just how ambitious are the club? Do you feel that maybe you could play European football again in your career with Watford?
Yeah, why not? Of course we're not going to go out there and say this all the time. But we have a belief, we have a target, and we have to put that on mind that we can compete in a high level as well. Even the games that we lost at home against Arsenal and Chelsea, we gave them a goal. You know, we really played well. And Southampton, the first game as well, we start to win the game, and then we drew the game at the end. But we really gave them a go, and of course we can compete with the others as well.
And your personal situation, you said that you've played in England for such a long time, and for two clubs, and you even said that your children are Londoners because they go to school here.
Yeah.
So do you feel like a little British right now? Would you like? Do you have like plans to stay here for a long time?
No, not me. Probably then they feel like a little. Not me. I'm still Brazilian, but I respect a lot these people. I respect a lot the country that gave me the possibility to be here a long time, and I get along with many English, you know, and that's great to be here because they always were great with me, and I have a huge respect for them, you know, and it's always good to be here. But I don't know if I'm going to live here. Probably I'm going to go back to Brazil because I miss my other brothers and sisters a lot, and my mom as well. I don't know if I'm going to stay here. If my kids want to stay, I will support them, but I don't know if I can be here for a long time.
Would finishing your career with Watford be something you'd be interested in?
Yeah, why not? Why not? I don't think I have many, many years to ahead. As a footballer, but I'm trying to do my best every day, physically wise and mentally as well. And to cope with this weather is, for me, it's not easy. And but I try to be strong every day. And but we never know. And the only thing that I think about is the next game. And after the next game, I would think about the next game, and that's it.
Just as a general point in the game, you used to be a teammate of Danny Rose at Tottenham, and in 2014, he deleted his Twitter account, citing that it was difficult with fans' responses.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
Games. I was going to ask you, do you look at it after games, your social media? Because obviously you have
Twitter. No, I do social media sometimes. I'm not crazy for social medias. Mm. And they can say what they want. I'm not going to reply it. That's the difference between... because if you're going to reply, you're going to say something wrong.
Is it difficult?
And it's not easy to deal with. Because they don't care. The people don't care.
Fans are fake.
The fans, they don't care what you feel, how you feel. Maybe the fans... from the club that you play, they are more respectful, but the other fans is the problem sometimes.
Because on social media, obviously because it's so instant in this day and age, things can get said that are obviously completely unreasonable.
Yeah, it is. The people just say because they want you to say something back sometimes, but they are not going to get anything from me.
Mm. Has it had an effect on any of your teammates, do you know of?
Yeah, but I'm not looking at it. You know, even if I see it, I'm not going to be not going to change my day anyway. You know, and because I know the people that is there. Sometimes they're very hard.
So you said you may be coming towards the end of your playing days. If looking back over your career, which games would you look back on with the most fondness?
My friend, it's so many. I'm glad that I'm here today speaking about this because from a young boy that born in the farm and come all the way from Brazil to play in the best league in the world and to achieve things that I did, it's great. It's great to look back what I did. But I never look back and stay and think about I did. I always try to look forward and try to do even better.